It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander, and on this week before Christmas, it's time for Christmas on the Farm stories. And I've got two experts about Christmas on the farm, my Aunt Rachel.
Hello, Steve.
And my Aunt Leona.
Hi, Steve.
Their stories of Christmas on the farm, along with those of my late father, after this. As we look back at Christmas on the farm from years past, I have on the telephone with me somebody who has been on the farm for many Christmases, and her name is Rachel Shoupy. I know her as Aunt Rachel. Hello, Aunt Rachel.
Hello, Steve.
How are you?
I'm fine.
Good. You're on a farm. Tell us where you're at.
I'm between Sterling and Crook, Colorado, and it's we're 20 miles northeast of Sterling.
Not too far south of the Nebraska border, right?
10 miles from the Nebraska border.
All right. And how many years have you lived in that house that you're in right now?
Well, it was built in 1920, and I was born in 1918. And then I lived here until I got married, and I moved away for about 4 years, I think, something like that. And then the parents decided they wanted to retire, so they moved to Greeley, and we bought the farm, and we've been here ever since.
You and your husband, Albert, or Pack, Uncle Pack, as we affectionately called him, who passed away some years back.
Right.
So the farm itself was nothing, right, when you got there, just pasture land, I guess, or natural land.
Yes.
And now it's a booming enterprise. I know your son, Gordon, and his son, Mike, and I'm sure other people are involved in a big hay operation there now, right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I should point out that there were a lot of other people in that house with you and your parents when you were growing up. Tell us about the size of your family.
Well, there were 10 children, and the parents that made 12.
And allow me to introduce one of those other 10 children. This is Leona Steinmetz, Aunt Leona. Hi, Aunt Leona.
Hi, Steve.
By today's standards, the Jacob Lebsack family of 10 kids didn't have much back in the teens and 20s. But Christmas was still a very special time of year.
Well, we really looked forward to it, but we never got any Christmas gifts from our parents like people do now.
What they did have and how they celebrated Christmas tomorrow. Back after this. It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander, and Christmas on the farm from years ago. I've got a couple of experts with me, my aunts Rachel and Leona, both in their 90s, and both who grew up on a farm in northeastern Colorado. In fact, both of them lived on farms for most of their lives, and Aunt Rachel still lives on the farm on which she was born. Their Christmas stories after this. My late father, Clarence Lebsack, wrote in 1977 about Christmas years ago. He wrote, "As it is now, Christmas was always a happy time. The emphasis was not so much on gifts, and of course it was not as commercial as it is now." My Aunt Rachel and my Aunt Leona can vouch for the lack of gifts.
I don't remember ever getting a gift as a child. I don't think we had such things.
That's my Aunt Leona Steinmetz, who lives in Greeley, Colorado now. Jacob and Catherine Lebsack, her parents, my grandparents, had 10 children. Let's see, 6 girls and 4 boys?
Right.
My Aunt Rachel Shoupy, who still lives on the family farm in far northeastern Colorado.
Well, we really looked forward to it, but we never got any Christmas gifts from our parents like people do now. Christmas wasn't a gift time at our house.
Why was that?
Well, I think maybe more than anything, we couldn't afford them. You know, when you have 10 kids to feed, you can't afford to buy Christmas presents. Well, the only thing we got was that little bag of candy. The man that ran the grocery store down at Proctor always saw to it that we had some candy at Christmas time, though.
Was that a big deal to you at that time?
It was. That's the only candy we ever got, except the sucker we got on Saturday nights after we thinned beets all week.
Lots of other memories about being on the farm as a child, too. But back to Christmas, my dad wrote that they didn't have radio until he was about 15, around 1929. No TV. The only newspapers were the Sterling Advocate and Capper's Weekly. And at Christmas time, the catalogs, Montgomery Ward and Sears Roebuck would show up. And the boys would look at the wagons and the skates. And the girls, Aunt Leona, do you remember the catalogs?
Boy, do I. We girls, we cut every doll out of there. You know, we used to cut out the pictures of the girls and boys and play with paper dolls. Those were our paper dolls. We cut up the catalogs. Nobody used anything to order anything. We didn't order anything out of a catalog.
More great memories about Christmas long ago out on the farm. Tomorrow. Back after this. It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander, and this week I am featuring Christmas stories from the farm from years ago, from the teens and 20s. It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander, and this week I am featuring Christmas stories from the farm from years ago, from the teens and 20s. And my storytellers are my late father, Clarence Lebsack, who died in 1991. He wrote Christmas Years Ago, about 6 or 7 pages, in November of 1977 to let us kids and our kids know what Christmas used to be like. And two of his sisters, Leona Steinmetz.
Hi, Steve.
And Rachel Schuppe.
Hello, Steve.
All three talk about how important church was at Christmas and the church program, and how scary the church program was, too. More about that after this. Part of what my late father, Clarence Lebsack, wrote in 1977 about Christmas years ago was that one of the events of Christmas Eve before going to church was the reading of the Christmas story from the Bible by Father. Then we were all bundled up in warm clothes and driven to church. The earliest Christmas that I can remember was about 1919 or 1920. Church at that time was held in a one-room schoolhouse about 8 miles from where we lived.
Yes, it was. Small, too.
That's my dad's sister, Leona Steinmetz, the 5th of 10 children, the 2nd oldest of the girls. My dad wrote that at the church program, we each received our bag of candy with a popcorn ball or an orange. I'm sure we would have gotten a bag of goodies anyway, but we were threatened with going home empty-handed if we did not memorize our Christmas piece and present it properly before the critical parent audience.
That I remember, how we had to practice at home and practice. That went on, we thought, forever.
That's Aunt Leona. Back to Dad's memory. When I mentioned reciting properly, this included walking on stage quickly and softly, clear your throat, bow, recite faultlessly, bow, and then return to your seat without giggling.
How could you help it?
And if you did not bow before reciting, you were reprimanded on the spot, and by then you'd forgotten what you were supposed to say.
The verses we had to memorize and then get up in front in church and speak these verses. And they were in German. And we did not understand what the words meant. We just repeated them.
Was that kind of nerve-wracking?
Oh, yes. It was very nerve-wracking. It really was.
More memories from Christmas on the farm long ago, including that those cows never took the day off.
I know when I got old enough to do chores, we always had to milk cows, whether it was Christmas or not. But on Christmas, too, we had to be sure those cows got milked.
My Aunt Rachel Schuppe. More of her memories and those of my Aunt Leona Steinmetz tomorrow. Back after this. It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander, and featuring again today some stories of Christmas years ago on the farm. My aunts, Rachel Schuppe and Leona Steinmetz, both in their 90s, have great memories about those days way back in the teens and 20s, and their big family of 10 children.
Jake, Fred, John, Lydia, Clarence, Leona, Rachel, Emma, Frida, Ernie.
More about how all those kids got along on Christmas on the farm many years ago after this. My late father wrote in his essay Christmas Years Ago that he put together in 1977 that Christmas Eve Day was almost a holiday inasmuch as we did only the necessary farm chores. With a family of 10 children, our parents had an all-day job getting us ready for the evening and also making preparations for the Christmas dinner the next day. And with all those kids, they didn't have a lot.
We never got any Christmas gifts.
That's Aunt Rachel Shoopy.
We did have a Christmas tree. We didn't have any ornaments.
That's my Aunt Leona Steinmetz.
We just popped popcorn and strung it and made chains out of paper and cranberries to drape on the tree. But we didn't have any electricity. No. We had some candles. They were a little bit bigger than the birthday candles, and they were in little clips that we'd clip on the tree, but we did not light them. They were just a decoration.
And just as now, Christmas was a big food holiday.
You know, I remember Grandma Lipsack made the best cranberry sauce, and we used to have to put it on the attic steps to keep it cold because we didn't have any refrigeration then.
What were the main courses?
I suppose it was chicken. We ate a lot of chicken.
Well, you didn't have to go too far to get it, right?
No, they were our own.
What kinds of German pastries and breads and things were made?
Rivelkuchen. It's like a coffee cake. You put bread in the bottom of the pan, and then you put fruit on it, either cherries or apples or... And then you mixed up some crumbs with butter and flour and sugar and sprinkled that over the fruit and then baked it.
And did you get any fudge or peanut brittle, that type of stuff?
We used to make that, too, but we could only do it on Christmas and do it legally.
Mm-hmm.
Every once in a while when the folks would go away, we'd make some. They didn't approve of it because it took too much sugar.
I'm getting hungry now. The big day's coming. My thanks to Aunt Rachel Shoopy and Aunt Leona Steinmetz for those great memories. Back after this.